Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on a funny path of life. 1106. Wow, going by that tree. I don't know what it is. It's blooming like crazy. Yeah, looking very good. Looking very good. Anyway, on a windy, not so much now, but it's been windy the morning. My goodness. It's tricky, the windows here, you know, there's no way to keep them still so they can slam. So you could basically, with a strong wind, you could actually break, you know, those window glass. Anyway, so I had to kind of keep an eye because I kind of enjoyed, you know, having the air because it's not cold. It's kind of like, it's, I guess you would say cool, yeah, but lightly. Anyway, so yeah, you would say, well, man, it's only after 11, so yeah, you're back on a horse, back on a saddle. I do feel a little more like myself this morning, I have to say, when I woke up, you know, with the languages. I mean, I did the laundry, so, you know, I go up and down the stairs, so it's what, 15, a set of 15 stairs. I can sometimes go 4 to 6 times, even before breakfast, up and down. And I make a point, you know, to go out to pee and to do things like to go measure my drink or whatever, to do things in between during my yoga break. And then I made the bread also this morning. But I realized it was like 86.666 according to Siri, obviously. I'm sure it's right on, but the hydration was 86.66, and I realized, I mean, we'll see how this one comes out. Looks nice, but I'm like, yeah, I don't need to be crazy. I'll just be at 500. That's still a high hydration. Anyway, but the point is, so I made the bread, you know, get the laundry, then I took another break to go hang the laundry. Almost debated about cooking the lentils, but I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Because I don't want to leave them. I don't want to use too much gas, you know, because I could cook. They'd be fine, you know, to be overcooked. It's not a big deal. But the idea of using more gas than needed. So I'll do that when I come back. So yeah, I do feel a little more like myself, my old self. And of course, you know, I wonder, you know, how long, I don't know. Those things kind of happening makes me wonder. And I definitely, number one, don't want to take it for granted. And number two, it is not necessarily the best thing for me anyway. This, what, the pattern that's working for me, I'm obviously going to keep doing it, but it doesn't mean that I should really be putting all my eggs in that basket. So, not that I feel like what I'm doing is hardcore, I really don't, you know. Getting up at 5 o'clock is now, it's instilled in me. I mean, it could change, but I really don't see that happening. I really like it. You know, there's really very few times where I'm like, oh, I want to go back to bed. I mean, that's almost never happens. So, you know, like somebody having children, having a job, you know, things change, right? In my case, it's different. Something about the early morning. I don't know about getting up at 4, actually, you know. That's something that could possibly, you know, being in the car in the future. But anyway, regardless. You know, to go at 9 o'clock, that's 7 hours. I still think it's a pretty decent, a good chunk of change to do that. Anyway, so yesterday, what did I do? Was that yesterday when I mopped the house? I think it might have been yesterday. I don't remember that. but I had a nice afternoon. Oh yeah, of course. I talked about that because I had an extra podcast. It just dawned on me. I was like, I think I brought that up. You know, some of the things. That's right. And the professor too. yeah, that I watched. So I talked about. Yeah, I talked about yesterday afternoon. So yeah, so the evening was pretty much the same old, same old. It was a nice walk, definitely no sunset. And today again, it's clearer, but the sky is completely covered. So it's really, really strange. Whatever this thing is, maybe that kind of a spring, you know, weather pattern or weather change pattern. I'm not sure I'm saying it right. You know, the change of the weather patterns. Who knows? I remember in the U.S., when I was trucking on I-80, like in Nebraska. Well, actually, it could be Nebraska, Wyoming, that whole area. Iowa, I guess, too. The wind. I mean, you could feel the truck being moved. You know, and I know by some really crazy strong wind, some trucks have been blown away, you know. And I remember fighting with that. You know, not slowing down, which would have more than likely taken care of it. You know, I'm so stubborn. No, just being frustrated by that. And then, of course, danger. You know, anyway, I mean, I don't think I ever was close to that, but just the sense that you were being pushed and you have to compensate as you were driving, it was quite something. Quite something. Anyway, not the kind of wind we had here, but one here. Oh, looks like maybe birds must have died. Bird cage on top of the recycling here. Make sure I don't drop the bag today. Huh? Yesterday, I get a bag that I end up dropping by mistake. It was worn, let's just say. It had good use. I do actually, at times, purposefully, we get those grocery bags, like the one from Mercadona. Pretty sturdy. So to put into my backpack to waterproof things, it works well. So normally we'll have about three of them. Two for the clothes and then one for inside of my compression sack for the sleeping bag, which used to be waterproof, but it's not. It's just worn out. Anyway. So. Let's see. I do not see her. I think she loved that chicken yesterday. Oh, speaking of chicken, so today I ate the last egg, so I don't plan to buy any more eggs. For now, we'll see how it goes, but yeah, I want to put that on the side. I'm gonna make that with the lentils and the chickpeas. I'm gonna make kind of a hybrid hummus. Well, she must be in the bed. Are you not liking the wind? Hey, lazy bun, where have you been? Where have you been? What? Huh? What were you doing inside? Have you had a rough night? Have you had a rough night? Did you have a rough night? Yes. What is it? What is it? Give me a kiss. All right, I got the chicken for you. Oh. Nope. Okay. What? Oh, it's a car. Okay. Sit. Okay. Sit. I know you're very into your being aware. No. Sit. No. Now you're gonna have to wait longer. No. No. But false start almost. Okay. Okay, sit. Sit. You got a lot then because of those chicken breast. No. Okay. Here you go. You go, you go. Chupa chup. Yeah, she was looking at see who was down there. Oh, she's so good. Oh, she's so good. Oh, she think you like those chicken breasts. Eh? Oh, yes. That's it. Where's the rest? Well, it's quite a bit. That's more than normal. All right, girl. Anyway, have a beautiful day. I'm going to strap myself back on now because the pack is heavy. So it will be lighter of 1 kilo next week. You have a good day. Okay. Love you. Okay. See you later. No, I didn't bring my pole to the hiking pole. Me bastones. Okay, hold on, let me get this thing cranked up here on the shoulder strap. Anywho, so I'm not sure where I was. Well, I was looking at this, I kind of set her on that tablet, but then there is no communication coming from the guy. Had a couple of questions and no answer. So I'll still leave it on the side, but I'm just not going to hold my breath. So as I look a little more, well, I'll just go to the media market, see with Juan, but going there maybe one evening. And then getting it, then do my transfer, and then we get Joaquin to reglue the screen, and then give that to Pilar. And if not, then I'll just leave that to him, you know, because it's an old tablet, and I don't think he would have much use for it anyway. So yeah, it was interesting. Like there were a couple of things, and I realized when we were looking at the patterns. Of the items that were put for sale, it just didn't add up. Some they just looked too good. So of course, you know, they're enticing because it's like, you know, part of you is like, hey, I'm saving, you know. But then it's like, no, and I don't want it to. And I still feel like, you know, I mean, when you look at how much the iPad Pro sells for, I don't have a use for it because that's just not what I use a tablet for. So it doesn't make any sense. The only way I could see myself getting hold of una ganga, a great deal, would be somehow maybe somebody I knew or somebody who knew somebody I knew, and then getting it from them. That would be about it. And even then, you know, you could still have trouble as far as that's concerned. But yeah, on those sites, you know, I think there's you get those poker faces, kind of the gambling going on, and I'm just not interested in that. So, you know, if it's going to be what it's going to be, if I'm going to go to buy it for 300 and whatever euro, then so be it. It's worth it anyway for me. and realizing now, you know, the screen that I have is, I mean, like I say, it would be okay for basic, it really would be, you know, okay for basic function, you know, Duolingo, for whatever reason, it's just messing with that. It's very interesting. Why just Duolingo? Because movie, I have no issue. When I played it, when I did Netflix, YouTube, you know, email, podcast, music, no issue. Maybe a slight slowing, but not even that significant. Duolingo is really only it, and the tactile part of the that new screen that I put in, that's just not as good. That's really it. So, but I still feel like it could definitely make somebody happy. For sure, as a gift, with that Bluetooth keyboard, you know, in case. So, but we'll see. So I think next week I'll get it. So I'll see about talking to Juan. If you know, if I don't have anything, I'll check again. That it's called Wallapop. You know, I've heard about it before. You know, people selling stuff through there. And I may also check. Okay, I guess I could check Amazon actually. Yeah, I could check Amazon, but I will have to look at resetting my the country. You know, I think it's still set up to English in the US, and I have to put it to Spain, and then we'll see, because it may be, you know, 20, 30 euro saving for compared to the other one, so it might be worthwhile. But I kind of doubt it. You know, Apple product. You know, it's really going to be more in the used market, secondhand market, the segunda mano, tablets usadas, that you have the chance more so than the new one. And I'm okay with that. I think it's kind of unrealistic, the expectation that, you know, you're only going to get it when it's on sale. And you have quite a segment of the population. Maybe it's nothing new. Maybe it's always been like that, kind of waiting. And I will, you know, I mean, there were things like, you know, when I got this backpack, I mean, this backpack costed at the time cost $340, which, you know, that's 20 years ago. My goodness, 20 years ago, you know, so that's a heck of a price to pay for a backpack 20 years ago. And so I got it for 170, and it was new, you know. I was able to eventually get great deal. Like when I got my cooking knife too, it was a very nice one with a wood ergonomic handle with a carbon 7-layer blade. It was amazing. I forgot the name of the brand. Kuhn, maybe? I forgot. Really, really liked it. And yeah, I waited and I find a deal. But if I get to a place to where, you know, there was none, I was also ultimately okay to pay the price. Like I remember when I got the Tundra in 03, I got that, I don't know what you call it. I guess it's a two-door, right? With the doors from the back seat, that the kind of, you have to open the front door to have access to the back door. So you don't have to fold the seat. You actually had those doors. I think they still do it more than likely. It's not the big bad boy like they've been making, the one that I had. It was a 2003. So basically, we looked into, I contacted dealership, find out the one, you know, they were kind of trying to scam. Basically, they were full of shit. And, you know, that's going to be part of it. I mean, that's part of salesmanship, right? And then there was this one that was like, he had 70,000 miles, but it was like a limited, you know, it was a four-wheel drive, you know, it was basically all top of the line, V8 and all of that. And of course, it's quite pricey new, but he had the mileage. So basically, I was like, well, let me just ask, you know, not like a ridiculous price, you know, there was a price he was asking for, and I'm like, I'm gonna offer that. And then if he's okay, then I'll just buy it. And then if not, no big deal. But I realize I'm not gonna be back and forth negotiating. This just, hold on. Different size truck coming down the little path here. And I've learned that from them. You know, I just don't negotiate. I'm not interested in bargaining. It's not interesting. And I feel like at time for myself anyway, it's like, dude, pay what it's worth, you know? So, like I say, I'll give myself a couple of days, because I still give me about at least 2 weeks to get the thing to come here to fucking look at it, because there's a guarantee on Wallapop, you know, that the product meet the expectation. And so, which is great, you know, to have those kind of two assurances. And then if not, I'll go to Hein and just go by. Well, I'll go to Huaking again, and because maybe actually online sometime you can find discount for the same stuff if you were to go in the store, but it's going to be less, you know, the kind of wanting to drive you through the website. So anyway, but yeah, I'm pretty clear that I'm getting the iPad, and this one, we'll see how they'll be trashed, you know, if it's possibly, if he tries to fix it, the screen may crack, it's possible. And if that's the case, it'll be done. But you know, once I've transferred everything and I have a new operational tablet, so be it. Anyway, getting those ducks in a row. So yeah, not quite as covered. I mean, it's completely covered, but it's a weird gray layer. You know, you don't even quite see the cloud. Well, you see a little bit of that cloud formation, so I don't know what kind of cloud that is, but it's nice to be outside. So it's definitely nice to feel a little better, to feel a little more energy, you know, to feel a little more spring in your steps. It's kind of a nice one, right? To have spring in your steps. That's a cute image. You know, I'm thinking of Inspector Gadget. I used to watch that as a kid in French. Of course, all of it dubbed. I don't even know what the original version is. And I have a feeling, you know, like all of those things as a kid that I watched, I would be horrified. You know, the few things that I've kind of looked back on, I was like, oh my goodness, that was horrible. And you make you realize, you know, a child has no discernment. Or almost no discernment. No. Anyway. Hello, yellow flowers. So those are kind of like weeds. They grow quite tall, actually. They grow like a meter and a half of height. Maybe no more than that. But at least a good meter. Yeah, between a meter and a half. Yeah, easy. Yeah, they grow quite tall. So they are scattered all over the place. And they're going to have to be weeded because they are competing for the water around the olive trees. So you have quite a bit of that. Anyway, so this morning we're going to the market. We'll see if he has oyster mushroom. He said he was going to get some for today. So quite psyched about that. I'll be making a lentil dish tomorrow. The lentils today I'm going to be cooking, I'm just going to boil them. And those are, I'm going to put them in jars, seal them, and then use them to blend with the, when I make the hummus with the chickpeas or garbanzos. Anyway. And for today, my goodness, I don't know what the rest for today, honestly. The vendor of sweet, you know, that Narayan, I think his name is Narayan. R.K. Narayan, that's his name. And so this one is Maguldi again. I guess the guy must be from there. I think it's southern India. And it's about him and his son. He had a wife who died and somebody who's, anyway, so kind of references to Mahatma Gandhi. So kind of righteous living type thing, you know, looking at minimalistic and then taking care of his child. Reminiscing a little bit of Hermann Hesse about Siddhartha finding out he has a son and kind of having that kind of soft spot, you know, for him. Obviously, I don't know what that's like, you know. I'm 99.9% sure that I do not have a child of my own, because it obviously, you know, there's a difference between a biological or an adopted child. I think just is. It seems to be from what I gather. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's just, saying a man and a woman, they're just differences between things. You know what? Here, let me get on the side of the road here. I need to get rid of the jacket. I almost debated, actually, not wearing it when I left the house because it was like, yeah, it feels cool, but I don't know. I think I'm going to get warm up pretty quick. Whew. Anyway. So. But yeah, it's just well written. So I'm not sure I'm learning too much about the culture, maybe a little bit, but it's just an enjoyable read. To me, it feels like a, light read. You know, it's not like earth shattering. You know, I'm not getting enlightened reading it, but sorry, I'm adjusting the pack. But it's, it's enjoyable. It's quite something that I'm still, through the evening, even on my bad days, when I go to bed, I'm either going to read or, play for something to listen to, like a stand-up. Sometimes I'm kind of like I'm having withdrawal of humor and I kind of need some. And, no movie. That is still holding on. The last couple of nights, I was definitely a little tired when came bedtime, so I just didn't have the attention, so I ended up going to bed. But, it was 9 o'clock, pretty much, or a little bit after post time, so kind of right on schedule. So, anyway. So, enjoying it. So, I think they're all going to be enjoyable. The characters are staying with me. That's one thing when I try Lord of the Rings. Those freaking names, and I was like, forget about it. It was just ridiculous to me. Too many at once. It's just like, it's almost like getting a deep, like a polar bear plunge, It's just not for me. Not for me. And I don't think anyway now, obviously I kind of know enough about the book from the movies, but that kind of epic, I don't know. I don't feel like there just could be much more to justify to even try that book again, Like me trying, oh my goodness, those guys are like, they are going to, dang, they're doing major, they're putting lights, wow, they're repainting the wall, the fences. So, did they just add this thing here? No, that can be. Maybe they just repainted it. Anyway, major work here. Refreshing the place here. Anyway. So. Let me cross the road here. Good. Yeah, this feels so definitely feeling a lot better. Again, that's we're looking at about a week, eh? Whatever that last spell. It feels like a long time. I don't know, but I definitely did not like it, and it was definitely a challenge of tolerance, And of course, it helps that, no head, no tail. So it's like, I don't know what that is. So you kind of deal with something that you don't know anything about. So for me, I guess, the kind of acceptance, so looking at surrendering and trying to accept it because it had no end and no beginning. So I don't know what to make of it. As far as I'm concerned, if I can weather it, if it rocks your world, but not too crazy, and you can weather it, then just weather it. And maybe it has to do with not taking things for granted, maybe, I don't know. Maybe getting lulled sometime in the future. I don't know. I was just thinking that the freaking tablet, because I really like if I'm buying it new in town, I may just wait to go to Sevilla to go see her, Pilar, and then that just means I will take it to the store, get them to fix it, and then she will just come and pick it up. Yeah, she wanted to. And then that would be for her to have it, but I wouldn't have to wait for them to fix it. So it could be like, dude, you can have it for as long as you want, so glue it right, please, this time. That'd be the fourth time, you know? It's like, dude, you know? I don't appreciate the integrity, I don't have a word. Intricacy? It's intricate, yeah, the intricacy. If you're going to claim the job, if you're going to charge me for it, then, you know, there's something, that would be something expected, right? Some kind of proficiency at some point. Doesn't have to be perfect, but, you know, kind of learning from something, I guess. Maybe, once in a blue moon, there could be something where things don't work, I guess, and then you can't always expect things to all the time to be delivered. It's possible. But I feel like something like that, if it's, you know, the device is the same that the other one, the technique is, you know, so it's maybe has a big value is used, or, you know, who knows? I don't know. But yeah, so if I get a new one, I may not use Joaquim to fix it, I may just take those guys to fix the error. So, yeah, but anyway. I'll be then and there. So I guess definitely, yeah, I'm not looking at for the next week and a half. I won't be reaching out to Pilar unless she reaches out before to let me know that, hey, you know, how about you come on that day? So, but we'll see, because next week the temperatures are going to drop again. Oh my goodness, what a weird thing. We are by April. I am so off here. You know, it's gonna get like to between 4 and 2 degrees in the morning. I mean, it is quite cold for that late in the game. I'm quite surprised here. Anyway, so I was listening to a podcast this morning about this guy. He has Italian origins, but he lived in Orlando, Florida. He's a school director. And so, Italiano, no, it's not Italiano Bello, or maybe, I forgot the way it's called. Anyway, it's one of the Italian podcasts that I'm listening to. And actually now, all the three that I have, they are women. The men's stuff was just, I'm done. Anyway, so she was basically interviewing him. And it was just so funny how I was correcting, you know, like you have a, to be and to have are two of the big one in Italian, and it's kind of rules, you know, like to have something, the verb conjugation doesn't change, single or plural, but to be, it does apply. So when it becomes plural, the verb change, and if it's male or female, it changes too, and the other one doesn't. So you have to kind of, you just have to get used to it. And at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, it's because the other one doesn't sound right. That is it. That's really the best approach. Not because that's a rule. It's just because when you hear it, it's like, no, that's not right. That's not how it's said. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so it was just funny. You know, far from me to believe that my Italian is perfect, but definitely better than his. Better than his, but yeah, it's just funny. Like even when I came in the US in 95, I remember looking at the newspaper and being like, look, they've misspelled that word. So weird. That part of me nitpicking. And it's not even congruent because it's not like I'm this amazing speller that I master. I don't actually, you know, I don't really master really any one language. We really have done the tengo dominion, you know, maestria. No, I don't have mastery. I mean, obviously, I do just fine in several languages, but, you know, I'm not perfectionist. Yeah, it's not interesting to invest so much more just to sharpen all of that. Now, to me, it's way more interesting to, like I say, you can say what you want to say, however imperfectly, but you're going to be understood. And, yeah. And that's good enough. But anyway, it's just funny. It's like, why do you care? But I guess maybe it kind of makes sense because you're listening to this podcast to better your language, you know, to keep learning. So I think, well, in that sense, it kind of makes sense that you would be more critical, I guess. I think that makes sense. Yes, I'm on the way up here. Poligono. Anyway, so for today, yeah, to cook the lentils, I guess to read the vendor of sweets. I don't know. I don't have too much that I can think of. I think yeah, my day is kind of open, you know. One thing though, I've used was kind of roasted bell pepper, but they're too sweet for the hummus. It's like, I don't know. I don't like it. And also the blender is not creaming it up as good as a blender would. But in a way, I don't like the idea of a blender. Well, you know what? Actually, I could use it. I'm thinking about waste. She has this blender that works. But you know, to get in there, you don't want to put your scraper in there because it's going to get cut. And but I could make a smoothie out of it. So actually, I might try to do it in a blender today or tomorrow. We'll see. Because tomorrow is the last of my last batch of hummus. I mean, it's still very nice. Toasted bread is so good. I so like bread. I like bread. I so like bread. And that sounds weird, right? I think it's not correct, but you get my meaning, right? I like bread so much. I like it, actually. I so like bread. Yeah, kind of fun. Maybe I'm a writer at heart, huh? Maybe I have a book in me. No, I still haven't bought the journal. I have a pen. But no journal. Woo! Yeah, that's kind of a weird shift now in terms of the air is getting warmer. Oh, this is a guy here, the little garden with some fava beans and alcachofas, artichoke. You find quite a bit, some Spanish people. I think it's definitely quite appreciated in the culture overall. And he's pulling away firewood from the olive trees, so those make good firewood, and you have a lot of it out here. So I think people store quite a bit of it. And of course, because of the price of electricity, you know, people are definitely mindful. Like one of the strategies, they have a thing with social engineering, where after 7 o'clock in the evening, it costs you less. People will not turn on their washing machine. You know, they try to be mindful of that. And then calm down with it. You know, looking at ways to make it easier, you know, more sustainable. Why not? On a system level, you know, people to be appreciative that you have access to all of that and that it can't just be all a la carte, you know, whatever you do. Anyway, I'm cutting here, going this way to go to the market. Anyway. So here we are, Friday. Whew. I guess About to come to noon. Nechamilena. So, glad, definitely glad to feel better. We'll see, I guess. The afternoon, definitely some afternoon, I'm quite lazy. But then again, I don't really have anything to do, you know? So, maybe even so, me feeling weird and guilty and complex about not doing much, maybe I'm actually even finding things to do more. Because actually the food could be even simpler. I think it's quite simple, in all fairness. I think my food habit is quite simple. I think it would be boring for most people. But still, yeah, no, I really don't do much in the kitchen. And each time I do, it's actually quite a treat. The bread is actually the one thing that, I will have a slice actually when I get back. That fresh bread, freshly baked bread. You know, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I'm seeing these oranges here. I could definitely come down here, snag me about a dozen of those easily to make, but I think I will let it go. Yeah, I think I will let it go. And just call it a day. So that's been wonderful to have all those oranges to add to the oatmeal. What a great addition. Anyway, I think I'm about a couple of minutes from the marketplace by now. A little fresh breeze coming up. So I think that's it for me. Obviously, you had my freestyle ranting yesterday evening. My philosophizing, afternoon philosophizing. So here I am now, and I guess we'll see today. Well, I most likely will go watch a movie if the library is open. I don't know, the man who wasn't there was the lady killer. So we have Billy Bob Thornton or we have Tom Hanks, the lady killers. Actually, the lady killers sounds a little more appealing for whatever reason. So I may go to watch that. And of course, being the Coen brother, it's almost 2 hours. So more than likely planning to do that this afternoon. I'm all done with all the languages until the kanji tonight. And there's a deer, there's my town, a little town of Hamilena. It's been my home. It's my 4th month now, right? It's got to be around that, right? Yeah. And here's 3 months. So, it's been wonderful. Hey, Paco? Let's see. There we go. You have some middle school, I guess. I'm not sure where they're going. A lot of kids. Anyway, coming to the market. So, I'm turning, crossing again here. All right, guys. Peace and love, and we'll talk to you later.